Article 35. Data Protection Impact Assessment. 7. The assessment shall contain at least a. A systematic description of the envisaged processing operations and the purposes of the processing, including, where applicable, the legitimate interest pursued by the controller. B. An assessment of the necessity and proportionality of the processing operations in relation to the purposes. C. An assessment of the risks to the rights and freedoms of data subjects referred to in paragraph 1, and D. The measures envisaged to address the risks, including safeguards, security measures and mechanisms to ensure the protection of personal data and to demonstrate compliance with this regulation, taking into account the rights and legitimate interests of data subjects and other persons concerned. 8. Compliance with approved codes of conduct referred to in Article 40 by the relevant controllers or processors shall be taken into due account in assessing the impact of the processing operations performed by such controllers or processors, in particular for the purposes of a data protection impact assessment. 9. Where appropriate, the controller shall seek the views of data subjects or their representatives on the intended processing, without prejudice to the protection of commercial or public interests or the security of processing operations. 10. Where processing pursuant to point C or E of Article 6(1) has a legal basis in union law or in the law of the member state to which the controller is subject, that law regulates the specific processing operation or set of operations in question, and a data protection impact assessment has already been carried out as part of a general impact assessment in the context of the adoption of that legal basis, paragraphs 1 to 7 shall not apply unless member states deem it to be necessary to carry out such an assessment prior to processing activities. 11. Where necessary, the controller shall carry out a review to assess if processing is performed in accordance with the data protection impact assessment at least when there is a change of the risk represented by processing operations.